message.
Chariot? What was it about?
Your brother. You have to talk to him.
Derek, why?
I detect problems on seed money for the Orwell bid. Have you read this book Bruno wants us to do, The Sixth Floor? Distinct possibilities, I thought.
He gave me a proof. He didn't mention your involvement. But then you seem to be involved in just about everything these days.
I put him onto it. Bruno doesn't read, you know that.
What did you do? How about my novel you promised you really, really wanted to do?
Have a glance at the back burner. It's still on it, believe me. Timing's not right. Give Brother Derek a jingle ad and let me know what's happening on the Rialto.
Oh, nicely put. I know Shylock would appreciate it.
Why do I put up with it? I must be a masochist.
I'll tell the girls. You don't do boys, do you?
I don't think you should attach undue significance to what the magistrates decided.
They think I've got a case to answer, is what...
They're obliged, somewhat, to accept what the police tell them, since rightly or wrongly, and I think rightly, we elected to reserve our defense, to which you agreed.
They want me to be guilty.
Nobody wants anything all that much, Mr. Bradley. They want to get through the cases and have lunch. That's the sorry truth of the matter. You were excellent in court. You made a very dignified impression.
So did Sir Roger Casement. They still hanged him.
Who's guilty? No one is going to hang you if I can help it. The important thing is to stay calm.
I'm sure you'll manage it very easily. How long before it comes to court?
Oh. Well, that depends how crowded the calendar is. Late autumn would be a reasonable guess.
And what do I do till then?
Best thing would be to go back to work.
I've been suspended. Not by the neck like Sir Roger Casement, but nonetheless...
I've got a cousin who writes textbooks. Sold all over the world. School certificate, cribs and such like. Quentin lives in Guernsey. Money coming out of his ears. Remembers you as Henry V at Cambridge. Better than Olivier, sir. We held our fire, Mr. Bradley. Steady the buffs, remember? When we open up, we shall blow them away. And now I must run.
It's very tempting.
What's that?
Running.
Good nurses don't do it, nor do wise defendants. Be of their number, and call me if you need me.
Was there forever?
Who went today, dear? What's the ongoing story of the man within?
Heart's beating fine. I'm everything that a good balloon should be. Oh. It makes me want to cry. I'm more than a little bit nervous.
Well, me too, dear, but don't worry. I'm sure we're both going to be wonderful mothers.
I never really thought it would happen.
Nature's a bitch, dear, and she does like to have her way. You were very patient and very thoughtful, and I'm thrilled beyond expression, which is probably as well.
Are you worried about Johnny?
Yes, but what the hell? The hell would be if he threw a tantrum and up sticks. But he seems somewhat to be enjoying the, challenge? Challenge?
I don't mind. You know that. Whatever you have to do to keep him happy.
Happiness isn't all people want, is it? Tends to be the problem in my sometimes shop-soiled experience. But so far, so tempestuous.
I'm ashamed to say...
Oh, that usually precedes the truth.
I shall love you for this.
Which cues me, if I remember the script correctly, to say, Jill, dear... You've made me the happiest man in the world. Well, always the first term I would apply to myself. Man, I mean. Oh, I shall have to grow up, I suppose. No more Peter Pan pills for Master Dennis. Hey-ho, and on we go, my love. Mm. And you in there. Who'd ever have thought it?
So?
Oh, come in, as if you hadn't.
You don't tell me things anymore.
Johnny, I don't ask you for a full account of where you go or who you do, and that's the way it's always been.
The new house?
Oh, I might have guessed. Who told you? David?
How did you know that?
I swore him to silence, so he's the obvious suspect. Not that he hasn't got marvellous plans.
Sure you all do. Perhaps this time I had some.
It was meant to be a surprise. For you.
The house?
There's going to be tons of room for all of us, as David should have told you when he sprung his leak.
When it's born, You won't have any more time for anything.
Oh, darling, sweetheart, if I may...
I know you do well.